W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stormy Daniels returning to the witness stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial this morning as the defense tries to undermine the credibility of the adult film star's salacious testimony about the encounter she says she had with Donald Trump and the money she says she was paid to keep quiet about it. The former president denies the allegations. The current president, President Biden, telling CNN that the U.S. will stop at some weapons shipments to Israel if it moves ahead with a planned widespread offensive in Rafah. Ascension, a major healthcare network, scrambling this morning after a reported cyber attack that's affecting 140 hospitals across 19 states. This isn't the first time a healthcare company has been attacked. Just this past February, a subsidiary of United Health Group, the largest insurer in the country, was the victim of a ransomware attack. In this case, Ascension hired an outside third party to investigate. Another round of rough weather hitting Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee today. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion-dollar new investment in southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. John Kirsch, the board president of the Golden House Domestic Abuse Shelter in Green Bay, says domestic violence is widespread.
You know somebody. I can guarantee from knowing the stats, you know somebody that has gone through.
The Golden House has provided domestic abuse shelter and services for over 44 years in Brown County. In 2023, they answered over 11,000 helpline calls, provided over 5,000 services, served over 2,000 clients, and sheltered 425 people. Appleton International Airport unveiled a new $7.4 million hangar during a ribbon cutting this week. The 31,000-square-foot hangar is built to accommodate general and corporate aircraft. Officials say the hangar, which was federally funded, will help manage increased traffic from EAA in Oshkosh and the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
It's the Brewers and the Cards in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in a four-game set at AmFam Field. The Crew losing yesterday 6-4 in Kansas City. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run scoring three times. NBA, the Bucks' Thanasis Antetokounmpo has suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will have to undergo surgery. That according to The Athletic. How he suffered the injury not been released. His younger brother Giannis telling us how much he struggled with that strained calf muscle injury.
The day of game 4 in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight, you know, since April 9th. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30 to 40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, I don't know, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, gradually clearing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 57, with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight will be clear. Our low, 39. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, a sprinkle or two possible in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right. Welcome to In the Pharmacy with a Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. He is the proprietor of Welltopia in Mech 1 in Thingsville. It's good to see you as always, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Good to see you, Aaron. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's business?
It's going great. Busy, but it's good. Good busy.
Well, you know, it's got to be a good business to be in when you live in America, and and the health of the American people, unfortunately, is not the best. It's getting that kind of a strange dynamic. The wealthiest nation on earth, and yet the health of the American people. Yeah, there's always more than enough of everything, and yet our health is probably the worst than all the other nations.
Wealth versus health.
Yeah. Right? Yes, sir. So you wanted to talk this morning about testosterone. So let me say this before, you know, you go and do your thing. So testosterone, you know, when I would hear that word and term as a young man, I would look at it as and think of it from a virile standpoint, and just physically being physically strong, muscle strength, and all of those things. Never thought about testosterone from any perspective other than those two things. But clearly, I was not very well informed. Testosterone, tell us about it.
Testosterone has, like, the marketing as a sex hormone, muscles, but also it helps manufacturing the bones. It helps with oxygen uptake throughout the body, oxygenation of the cells, helps to control blood sugar. Helps for the normal sperm development, helps with the stress management, like to deal when you under the dominance stage of stress, how to react to stress. So actually, if you're angry and irritable, this may be because of low testosterone. It helps to regulate cholesterol. helps with mental concentration, improves mood, helps to protect the brain against Alzheimer's disease, and helps also to regulate platelet aggregation. So it helps in the blood clotting effects. So there are many reasons why we need to have optimal level of testosterone. And unfortunately, there is studies that show the significant decline. There is a Massachusetts male aging study showing that over 30 years, within 30 years, there can be a fall in testosterone for men averaging 48%. But for the free testosterone that actually show the symptoms on people, up to 85%. That's average. So that's how bad it can be if we lose testosterone. And then we would get the signs of back pain, loss of fitness, feeling overstressed, decrease in job performance, decline in physical abilities. And we go to doctors, we seek antidepressants, and maybe we did not check testosterone levels for men. And unfortunately, like, the first go-to when this happens is that we go for testosterone replacement therapy, and just to take the male hormone exogenously without doing so many things that we can work on to increase testosterone naturally. And I'm not talking about supplements yet.
So
there are things that we can do.
So what are the things you can do? You know, I'm clearly one of those people who lost testosterone over decades, did not even know prior to having this conversation with you, knowing nothing at all about the importance of testosterone and all those different vital roles that it plays in the life of a man. So what are some of the things that we can do?
There are five things that are easy and simple and all of us can work on. Exercise regularly, both resistance and aerobic training. And I don't mean long running, but just resistance, aerobic training, exercising. Maintaining a balanced diet, eating fats in the diet, like avocado, olive oil, Mediterranean diet. Getting adequate sleep, 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Don't be happy that you're getting 5 hours of sleep per night. 7 to 9 hours of sleep, that's important. Managing stress, working on stress, reducing it, getting like whatever, breathing exercise, yoga, whatever that can help you to manage stress, that will help. Maintaining healthy body weight, of course. Obesity is associated with lower testosterone levels. Avoiding excessive alcohol and substance abuse, alcohol mainly, that lowering the alcohol consumption would increase the testosterone level naturally. And then there are certain supplements that are main, zinc, vitamin D, that are going to be helpful. Magnesium, taking 400 milligrams of magnesium a day, studies show that this will increase the testosterone levels. And a bonus thing is pomegranate juice. Natural pomegranate juice helps to increase testosterone up to 24%. If you drink 4 to 6 ounces a day of pomegranate juice natural, or half a cup a day, and I'm talking about pomegranate juice natural, not adulterated with
sweetness, excessive with sugar, right?
Yeah.
I have to ask you, Dr. Omar, because it appears that all of these maladies, all of these things that you talk about every week we come on, I don't care what the malady is, the remedy is always diet, food, sleep. These are things that I think we just don't take for granted. And we can fix a lot of our issues if we just dealt with those things. Am I onto something?
I think God created a perfect world and perfect people, and we just want always something that we don't have in our hands. So, the resolution is coming from inside. We always seek it from outside. I totally agree with you. There are simple things that we can always do, and it all starts from the brain, the mind, the idea. I want to do this. I do it. I improve my health. I have a patient that I was helping once to manage his blood pressure. He was 75, taking one medication only to manage his blood pressure. And I asked him, what is your secret? He told me 25 years ago, I was smoking 2-3 packs a day and I was very sick. And one day I woke up and I said, this is the last cigarette I'm going to smoke in my life. And he tells me since then, I have been having better health and I've been taking care of myself. And now I just want to manage my blood pressure with this one medication that I take. So I think it's all about what we want to do, having a vision of our life, starting a new year with, okay, this is the top things I'm going to do this year, taking time, thinking, believing, empowering each other and seeking advice and help. So simple things.
You know, I got a friend who's listening right now, who's 70 years old, takes no medication. He might take one pill, I don't know. But you know what he is? He's a guy who goes to the gym, watches what he puts in his mouth, and his ritual is the same. And, you know, I look at him and I'm like, hey, man, you remind me of the guy when we were in high school together and you were playing football. We were playing football. He still got that same body. And he's 70 years old. So, yes, it is what you say, Dr. Omar. But you've got to – his thing is you've got to make priorities. And one of the priorities is making sure that you take some time for yourself to look out for yourself and your health and well-being. Otherwise, you won't be around to look out for, you know, the ones you love. Has he discovered something?
Yeah, I agree. One thing at a time. Do one thing, start with one habit, like what you just said, and do it for 21 consecutive days. Move to the next thing, and then you're going to be the next champion.
Yeah. So, again, the testosterone, 844-967-2789 is the number. When you talk about that, you know, you said... You talked about all these things you can do before supplements.
Yep.
So we see commercials on television about these supplements that and athletes are there and they're telling you about, man, I started taking this and everything changed for me. And so you can buy this supplement and it costs you $100 for 100 pills. And you take it and you're waiting for something to happen. How likely is it that just doing that alone is going to change?
Some supplements help, but the challenge is like they are not meant to help alone. It's a program that you work on. So before the supplements, you are exercising, you are sleeping well, you're taking care of your diet, and then the supplement can come and can help. And these supplements would contain the zinc, vitamin D, something called Uricema longifolia, which is an herb or I think a mushroom that helps to can double the amount of testosterone in the body. And I use it all the time in my consultations. But I start for men with a good multivitamin. You have no idea how important this is, a good multivitamin herb. You know, because we don't eat enough in the food.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Wellopia Pharmacy, Mech 1 Thingsville, and you. 844-967-2789. Whatever question or comment you have, you can do it now.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Menards makes it easy to duplicate keys, access cards, and key fobs using the Key Me kiosk. Whether it's for your home, office, or car, simply bring in the items you need to copy and let the Key Me kiosk handle the rest. Duplicate your keys today at Menards and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you
owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville, every Thursday at 9 o'clock. Any question or comment you have about your medications and those kinds of things, we are open to. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Dr. Omar, I have a question. For myself, I work out four times a week. I own my own business. I for some reason, enjoy being in fight or flight. And I've done acupuncture before, and it made me feel calmer. But I feel like I'm lazy at that point. And I, for some reason, enjoy being in that fight or flight. It seems like that's what keeps my weight off even more because I'm always moving. Whereas I know they talk about cortisol and how cortisol can, you know, the stress hormone can actually increase weight and all that kind of stuff. That's never been the case with me. And I'm just wondering, is it an okay thing for me to be in fight or flight, or am I just crazy that way, I guess?
Well, I see many business owners. Thank you, Tom. This is a very important part of the conversation because many high performers, they function under the fight or flight adrenaline, in which they are always kind of, they enjoy to take care of the larger tasks. Otherwise, we wouldn't have politicians, we wouldn't have world leaders, we wouldn't have scientists. The key is to be able to manage the stress, because your ability to produce cortisol to support your stressful times and needs is limited from day to day, month to month, year to year. My recommendation is always to get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Make sure that you get enough nutrition, get your multivitamins, and take adaptogens like ashwagandha, phosphatidylserine. These are supplements that are going to support your brain health and support your body's ability to manage the stress hormone. Because I meet many people at the end of their career, when they are retiring, when they tell me, I feel I am so tired all day long. And the challenge that happens when we check their stress hormone cortisol, we find it like very low because they have been producing cortisol day and night all their lives, and now they don't have enough. So it can take up to a year, sometimes longer, to get the stress hormone to work as it should. So I just want you to be able to manage the stress by being kind to yourself. At least take magnesium for 100 milligram a day. There are many things that you can do to keep being a high performer, keep being in the fight or flight mode, and just being an awesome business owner.
You know, Dr. Omar, I have to say, I learn so much from you every time you're on the air and you say something that just triggers a a multitude of questions from me, and I'm sure the audience themselves. Stress is a hormone?
Stress, cortisol. Stress is like, so stress is like, pushes the body to produce hormones. In the morning when you wake up, this is like, God created us this way for people who wake up in the morning and sleep at night. The stress hormone, yes, stress hormone goes up the highest in the morning, and then it goes lower between 12 and 2 p.m., and then it has to go low, and then it's the lowest before you sleep so you can sleep. Because if the stress hormone is high, the cortisol, which is the cortisol hormone, if it stays high through the whole day, you're not going to be able to have restful sleep. And that's what we see when we get the test results for the stress hormone. For people who don't sleep well, we see the pattern that I'm discussing is not as like that. It stays high all day long or stays low all day long.
So there's a hormone in our bodies that's designed to deal with the stress of our lives. What a great creation the body is, right? The human being. We just take that stuff for granted. But so I don't know, because anybody living is going to have to deal with stress. Living is stressful. Yeah. All the aspects of life, and especially if you're you know, you've got other people who you are responsible for, you have all of these stressors that are in your life. And even though you might want to control your own stressors in your own life, you've got to carry out and deal with all the stresses of the other people you love.
Yeah. And when you're stressed, you cannot lose weight because you're worried that you're going to lose weight and be in famine. So you can't lose weight. You cannot, like, go to the bathroom. You are so focused because all of the body is directed towards helping you to deal with the stressful situation. So if you're stressed all day long, you can be constipated, you can be having problems with sexual relationship, you can be having trouble. So managing stress is a key and is, I would say, a talent, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I told you I'm learning something every day that I have you on. Let's bring Cassandra on quickly from Madison. Hey, good morning to you, Cassandra. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, I just have a question about the medication I'm taking. I am taking medication to manage my high blood pressure. And for a recent annual checkup, my doctor stated that if I lose about 50...
Hey, Cassandra, you've got your radio on, and the feedback is are you close to it? Cassandra?
Now?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to know, is there such a thing as titrating people off of high blood pressure? That's something that my doctor said I would be able to do if I lost it about 15 to 20 pounds.
So I think Cassandra is asking about titrating off the blood pressure medication. If the doctor wants you to titrate off the blood pressure medication, yes, because you might be having a higher dose and the doctor would put you on a lower dose for a certain period of time. And then as the blood pressure gets better because you lost weight or stress is less in your life or you're sleeping better, so the doctor sees that your blood pressure is becoming normal, you might not need the blood pressure medication anymore. You know, so happy.
844-967-2789 is the number. You're in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. Now's the time to get in. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The chancellor at UW-Milwaukee is giving protesters another chance to take down their encampment. Protesters have been camped out on the Milwaukee campus since last Monday. Chancellor Mark Mohn is warning protesters that if the encampment doesn't end soon, UWM will have to take action. Mohn adds that some of the protesters' demands are impossible for UWM to legally meet. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says President Biden needs to start running toward the middle.
I don't know for the life of me why he's chasing these left-wing voters. He's going to get them. Trump's going to deliver those voters for him. He's chasing the wrong voters. And so if he doesn't pivot soon, my guess is Trump wins it.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 114 local students will graduate from college before they graduate high school. Officials of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay says part of the Rising Phoenix program, the students earn their Associate of Arts and Sciences degree and will begin their college journey as third-year students. UWGB says this is the largest class of associated degree students through the Rising Phoenix program. It's that time of year to be on the lookout for ticks, particularly deer ticks, which carry Lyme disease. According to health officials, the unusually warm winter across the area has created optimal conditions for the tick population to grow earlier than usual, which means there will likely be more of them as residents start to get outside again. If you do get a tick on you, you should use tweezers to remove it by its head and contact your medical provider if the bite leaves you with a rash. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sydney Sweeney is certainly not afraid to take on unique roles. She recently played a nun in Immaculate, and according to IndieWire, she'll play boxer Christy Martin next. Martin was the most famous female boxer in the 90s whose life spiraled out of control after she won the welterweight championship. The project is currently untitled and will be produced by Sweeney's company 50/50. It appears Sweeney is trying to take on roles that de-emphasize her looks. Word on the street is she is lobbying hard for the role of Sloth in the Goonies remake. Kate Hudson not only believes in ghosts, she says she can see them and so can her mom, Goldie Hawn. She told Howard Stern when she was younger she saw ghosts just like in the movie The Sixth Sense. When Stern questioned her about the afterlife, she said it will probably be more scientific than people think, but f***ing weird and beautiful. I bet the afterlife is beautiful, as long as we don't have to sit through How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or You, Me, and Dupree. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, gradually clearing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 57, with wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight will be clear. Our low, 39. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A sprinkle or two possible in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Mino and the Mayor.
Did you see the dumbest thing I did? Catherine, who we just love here, she runs the whole company pretty much. She brought, like, Blues Brothers glasses. So she wanted us all to walk in together wearing the black glasses. So we're sitting in the thing, and I'm reading the program. Reach my glasses, where I always carry it, put them on. It's like, holy crap, they dropped the lights. Now I can't read anything. So I take them off. I'd put my sunglasses on. How dumb is that?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses. The people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in. We'll join you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Thank you.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
All right. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 if you have any questions or comments. Dr. Omar, we got a couple texts. Liz from Saltville. Hi, Dr. Omar. This is a different topic. I take fluticasone.
Fluticasone, yes.
Yeah, inhaler for my asthma. Once in a blue moon, I get oral thrust. If I get lazy with my mouth rinses, I take a probiotic GERT. Is there any other home remedy I can do to prevent this or get rid of it faster when I have it?
Yeah, she's getting an inhaler that has corticosteroid called fluticasone. And when using it, you have to wash your mouth thoroughly after using it. But if you are lazy or you don't do that properly, you might get oral thrush, which is a fungal infection caused by candida yeast related to a weakened immune system, or it can be having any other causes. Anyway, what you can do is that you can do salt water rinse, in which you mix 1 teaspoon of salt in a glass of warm water, gargle, and swish the solution in your mouth for about 30 seconds before spitting it out. Repeat several times a day to help reduce fungal growth and soothe oral tissues. This is the simplest thing that you can do. The other thing you can do, probiotics with lactobacillus, bifidobacterium. Take your multivitamin every day that contains zinc, and stay hydrated and properly use your inhaler.
You know, Calvin, for people who are asking these questions and of Dr. Omar, and they can't get it quickly with what he's saying, where can they go and find a copy of this?
Yeah, you can find the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search The Earl Ingram Show. You can also find it on civicmedia.us/shows and look for The Earl Ingram Show.
All right. Thank you, Calvin. Here's another text. And this is there any other home remedy I can, where is it at? I just saw it. When I was in India, they had a red liquid with dropper thrust gone in an hour.
Yeah, there is a lot of remedies that can be used. I'm not sure what this is, but there is like garlic. If you put like fresh garlic in your mouth, that's going to help the thrush right away. There is oregano oil. If you use oregano oil in your mouth, it's going to help the thrush go quickly. There are oral antifungal, antibacterial, but like biocidin, this is a supplement that you can use in thrush. It's used as a throat spray. It's going to help. It's going to have all of these kind of herbal remedies to help the thrush go away. So it's so many things that are herbal remedies that we can use. I try to start first with the simplest, cheapest options. And I want to make sure that that listener Liz understand that having thrush repeated over a shorter period of time mean that there is a problem in the immune system. You need to take care of yourself and make sure that you're getting enough nutrition.
So Dr. Omar, as I was preparing for the show this morning, and so I went and I saw one of my doctors on yesterday, and so I wish I would have done this research before I came on the air. I should have been asking these questions of my doctor. Questions to ask about new medication. What is the name of the medication? So when a doctor is prescribing medication, Is it fair game to ask the doctor, what is the name of the medication? What is the medication for? Why this medication? Are there any interactions with the medications or supplements currently in my routine? Are there any side effects? How much does it cost? Will insurance cover it? Is there a genetic version? How long, how often, and when do I take? I mean, these are things, is it free? I mean, these are things, Dr. Omar, that we don't ever ask while, we're in the presence of our doctors, because you're there for a split second. The doctor comes in the room.
The doctor is going to tell you, I'm going to put you on this new medication, period. He's not going to even tell you what the new medication is. So he's going to write it in the prescription pad, and then you're going to take it when you dispense it. The doctor depends on the pharmacy to tell this information. So the doctor wants to introduce the new medication that he believes is safe and effective and suitable for your condition based on the complaint, based on the labs. And he wants to focus on the disease state, the problem that he's discussing. But then the questions about the medication, the brand name, the generic, the cost, all of this, the doctor will get the information from the pharmacist. So if the doctor doesn't have time for this, just ask the pharmacist when you're taking the medication. It's your right to ask the pharmacist. It's my duty as a pharmacist to provide this information to you according to my oath, according to the Board of Pharmacy. I have to provide this information. But this is your right. If you forego it, I'm not going to help you. So ask the question.
So this is the part of, I think, what so many of us who are in that stage now where we rely on some medications, prior to having you on and talking to you, I don't think there are many people who even think about asking the pharmacist about any of the medications, because number one, they don't know their pharmacist personally, because those days of knowing your pharmacist and being able to talk to your pharmacist, oh, how you doing, Omar? And, I'm feeling, my toenail hurts. Oh, okay, well, then they gave me a medication for my toenail hurting, Dr. Omar. And so, I wind up taking a medication for my toenail hurting or for my eyelash hurting. I've been prescribed those medications. I just take them, but I don't have time to, the average pharmacist is not going to have time from these corporate pharmacies to sit down and talk to you about those things. So it's one of the reasons why I think people don't ask.
Yeah.
It's unusual.
Yes, it's unusual just because there's so much stress inside the pharmacies now. Pharmacists are in shortage. They are asked to do so many tasks, and it's just hard, And then you would not see the same pharmacist every day in the pharmacy.
That's correct.
So it is more challenging. So that's why we have to be creative and ask questions like Liz, when she asked a question now. She had a problem that she asked for. She found an opportunity. She asked me, like when we have a discussion. But we have to rely on each other and just figure out creative ways to get the answers to our health, because this is the top priority for our lives, is our health, to stay healthy, to help everyone around us,
Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, man? You mean you're calling on something that's not dealing with politics?
Yeah, for sure. But thanks for taking my call, and I love listening to this part of the show every week, because I think it's very, very important and very much underserved into the public. But my question is, America is one of the few nations that allow the pharmaceutical industry to advertise aggressively in different media. My question to you is that a positive or a negative in your opinion?
I think this is a challenging piece of media, because the drug companies are trying to push the drug and just trying to push the patient to ask the doctor, I want to be on this drug. because when they go to the doctor, they tell him about the drug, then the doctor sees the patient asking about it. They're trying to use more than one venue of advertisement. And the challenge is, like, they don't talk about the side effects. You see it very quickly. This medication causes death and causes in the end of the commercial. So I think this is causing a lot of problems. And when tourists come to the United States and they see these commercials, they feel like, oh my God, what is happening? So I think it is not, I don't like it. I don't like to see very serious medications being advertised on the TV. It is just, I don't think that this is the correct venue, because there is not enough to give the context of the drug or how important it can help or how serious it can affect the health, especially that many of those agents that are being prescribed on TV have serious side effects. And if you're not going to be able to talk about the whole perspective of the medication, you might be giving hope to people that is actually false hope.
You know, Dr. Omar, so you to ask a doctor who's prescribing a medication to you, and like I said, I was at a doctor's office yesterday, to ask the doctor what is the risk, you know, as opposed to the benefit. I mean, come on. Doctor's going to look at you like, you know, man, you know, why are you asking me that question? First off, you're not going to have time. The doctor doesn't have time to even have the kind of conversation with you. Are there non-drug alternatives? What do I do if I miss a dose? Should I avoid anything while taking this drug? When will you check my progress with me? On and on and on. And again, one of the most simpler things that you gave me an answer for going back early on in this was, when you take the medications, make sure you read, don't eat before, make sure you know, don't drink the coffee before you take this, don't, because all of the different medications have different you know, information, yeah, on how they work their best. Is it safe to say, yeah, that?
There might not be enough time during the meeting with the doctor that he tells you how he reached the conclusion that this medication will help you, but you don't see the background of the years of practice that made the doctor take the decision to put the patient on this medication. So they have like guidelines and the methodology for providing this medication, which is usually validated from the doctor's opinion, from the medical board opinion. The challenging piece is that if there is other herbal remedies that I can do before I take the medication, I see many patients say that discuss it with the doctor and the doctor refers them to me and they tell me, okay, I want the patient to start something herbal first before they go on the medication. But if you go to a doctor with blood pressure 180 over 120 and you want herbal remedies, doctor's not going to make you leave the office. He's going to send you to the ER right away, you know. So it's all about the context of what are we dealing with. And if it's like borderline high blood pressure, borderline high blood sugar, the doctor is going, or the practitioner is going, to approve or work with you on something. But other than that, they might not have enough time to tell you what is this thing that they scribbled on a piece of paper. And this is the challenging piece, but they're never going to want to write a medication. Any doctor in the right mind are not going to write a medication that a patient doesn't need. So it's just the time.
You just said something else that lit a fuse under me, and we'll talk about it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville, every Thursday at 9 o'clock on the Earl Ingram Show.
You better lie.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mech 1, Thingsville, every Thursday on the Earl Ingram Show from 9 to 10 a.m. And Dr. Omar, before I tell you about what you made me think about, I'm going to go back to the phone lines and Bob from Waukesha. Hey, good morning to you, Bob. Thank you for listening. You have a question or comment?
Can he recommend something for toenail fungus?
Yeah. So thank you for this question. Toenail fungus is a very resistant infection. And what we do that helped so many patients in the pharmacy is something different. We use a topical compounded formulation that has four different antifungals that has... The base itself helps with the penetration of the active ingredients to the area where the fungus is. The toenail fungus, the problem with it, Earl, is that it's very deep into the toenail, and the antibiotics taken do not penetrate enough. So patients take them for 4 months, and they still have them, or even they try different antibiotics. And the challenge is what we call a biofilm that the fungus and the bacteria surround itself, so you cannot get with the active ingredient to kill it. So we use those topical preparations that have penetrating agents, and they can only be compounded, that seven or eight different things to help with the two nail fungus. And you take it as a nail varnish that you use in the morning and in the evening for 6 consecutive months. I would highly recommend that you communicate with me by calling the pharmacy 262-429-9429, or send me an email. Go to willtopiarx.com. Just send a request, and I will communicate with you and tell you what we can do to get you a prescription for this. But yes, compounding options for this condition are very helpful.
You know, Dr. Omar, you said prior to us taking that little short break, the doctors, when they make the decisions on the medications and other things that they give to patients in their treatment, and maybe, you know, I've never thought about it before, and many of us probably don't, but doctors don't willy-nilly make decisions. You talked about guidelines when it comes to their professions. And so, These are you know, people who have studied, scientists and all of those things over years, and they put this guideline together for physicians to use as a barometer, I guess, to begin. They don't just willy-nilly make decisions, right?
Yeah. They're very doctors, like, are not some of the top trusted professions for this reason, because they are like, they spend all of their lives learning and reading and studying. And I have deep respect to the profession because of that. So the methodology of, like, there may be 20 steps that the doctor thought of before he puts you on this medication. And they should look at the history and know what to give you now. And then if there is any problem, the pharmacy communicate with the doctor and recommend something different. But I see that, and I deal personally, I deal with so many awesome professionals and doctors and nurse practitioners who follow guidelines. And it's just, it is fascinating. The challenge is the time. They do not explain how this 1 minute medication that they wrote on a paper, how did it make its way? So that's why some patients do not take the medication thinking, oh, the doctor just threw this medication on me. So I tell the patient, oh, wait, let's discuss it. Let's see what's happening. And let's try this medication for 3 months before we take any decisions, because compliance is very important. As you know, if you don't take the medicine that you're prescribed, it's not going to do any effect. You're not going to see results. So just offer some trust. Even if the doctor doesn't have a lot of time for you, offer some trust, ask more questions. Maybe this is a very important component of your health today and now, and maybe you're not going to need it in the future, or you will need it in the future.
So let me just say how fortunate we are, Dr. Omar, to have you every Thursday on these airwaves. Because there is a major shortage of pharmacists, and it's only going to get worse. And so, as you stated, you know, prior to me meeting you and having you as my lone pharmacist now, I was going to corporate pharmacies and had medication at two different pharmacies. And I didn't know the name of either any pharmacist because, as you stated, they had different pharmacists during different hours because these were like corporate pharmacies. And so pharmacists are in and out. They're running. It's not their fault. But they can't. You don't even know who they are. They don't even know who you are. And the more that you I hear these things from you, the more my heart says, wow, man, how are we going to fix this as a society? How, especially with the medications and the lack of pharmacists that you can talk to and have conversations, all of these things are so critically important to people's lives that, man, we're just fortunate to have you on the airwaves.
Thank you, Aaron. Truly appreciate it. That's why it was important for me to dedicate the time, because we have to empower each other and figure out solutions. Even if we contribute with a little piece next to a little piece, we will create a mountain.
As always, Dr. Omar, I don't know where the time goes, but it's always great to have you on the airways. If for nothing else, you enjoying the music I play.
I love it. Awesome music.
Yes.
All right. The time.
Dr. Omar in the Pharmacy with Earl Ingram. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Amin. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. See you guys on Friday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.